Hello, this is a message of hope and of healing, and it's now been 22 and a half weeks, 157 days since we found out that Josie had rectal cancer, and I continue to ask myself, what do I know? I know that the woman that I saw in the grocery store that I told you about a while back, that I hadn't probably seen for 15 years, and I saw her right after her sister had lost her husband in a horrible explosion. And she was struggling. I saw her again. I saw her just this past week, again in a crowded store during the holidays. And she came up to me and she told me, pardon me, but she told me about losing her mother recently and that one of her children is also going through some struggles. I know that God has placed this woman in my path for a reason because I am being called to offer her comfort in the same way that we are receiving the comfort that God is giving us during Josie's journey. And I will seek her out. I will not miss answering that call. I know that I saw another person that I had not seen for a while, didn't even recognize her. And when she reminded me who she was, the first thing that came to my mind was she was a woman of faith. I told her of Josie and she looked at me and she had a beautiful smile and she said, "Don't you remember? I prayed with you for Josie to have her children." Josie has a beautiful 4-year-old boy and 3-year-old daughter, but it was not an easy journey. And she said, "Of course, I will pray for Josie." I know that they told Josie many times to take the anti-nausea medicine and stay ahead of what she would experience following her chemo infusion. But this time, in the wisdom that God is giving her, and He is giving her so much, she took less to see exactly certain things she might feel and what she might need. And that made me wonder, how do we know what we're feeling if we try to stay covered or ahead of those feelings? If we are trying to, and I'm not talking about Josie here, but if we are trying to numb ourselves to the experiences, to our struggles, how do we know if we ever get through them if we haven't first experienced them? I know that following the infusion this time, Josie sent me home early, and there was two reasons. She was empathetic to the fact that I had a tooth pulled and it ended up being more than we thought. According to the oral surgeon, I was having an extreme reaction. And I know, too, that I was there because God had given me the strength to be there. But I also saw God giving Josie the strength to have that feeling for me and to send me home. I know also that she took gifts to the neighbors the night before her chemo infusion on Tuesday. Her and her husband and the two children went around the neighborhood, and it was in that way that she found out that a neighbor, an elderly man, had fallen and was in physical rehabilitation center then, and his wife was there at the house. It was Josie who, when we came home, said, you know, came back to their house, said, "What can we do to help? What can we do now that eases their struggle?" And it was Josie's own pain that caused her to see with different eyes, that allowed her to see and have the compassion and the empathy at a new level, seeing something that we could not yet see. I know that Josie saw the oncologist before the infusion this week, and I know he'd been away for the last 3 infusions, and she told him about her eyes, that she could see they were dilated. She could see that they were different in the mirror. And he told her something so interesting to me. He said, "Perhaps they are. But do you know what the result of that would be? That you would actually see better. That your vision would actually be sharper." And I remember thinking, what? She can see more clearly She is going through so much and she is being given clearer vision. She also told her oncologist, since she had not seen him for a while, that she saw this surgeon while he was gone due to some bleeding she was had been having. And he then called up the notes and he told Josie this, that Dr. Rafferty, the surgeon, wrote in the notes to him, not something Josie would ever see, but from doctor to doctor, an interoffice note, that Josie's body is having a remarkable response. And he said, this woman does not blow smoke. Another doctor had said that she thinks that she's almost happy when Josie tells her there is something that she feels, because she almost would wonder if she wasn't being given the chemo, that it was, she somehow was getting a placebo. She said, so when I look at these things you tell me, it's as though almost a positive confirmation for the doctor there. And Dr. Cody, who's the oncologist, said, Josie is not having any of the typical side effects. None of those. I know that on Christmas Eve that I was sitting with Josie, her husband Murphy, and her dad, and after the kids were in bed, she was asking each one of us what we were thankful for. She still does it, guys. She still does it every single night. She says what she is thankful for that day. And it always stretches me. It always makes me look back on the day and see it through her eyes, see it through the gifts that God has given me that day. When someone has a thankful heart and it reaches out and touches you, it changes you. It changes how you see. And when it was her turn, and I know I'm going to cry, she said this. She said, I'm thankful for my new life. She's going through this right now. She just finished her sixth infusion of eight. She comes home after the infusion wearing a chemo bag that she has to wear for the next 48 hours. She has felt so much and been through so much. But her words that night will always be with me and will truly change who I am. She was thankful for her new life. She was thankful that God had given her a chance to be reformed. Yeah, her eyes are dilated. Okay, or maybe the veil has been lifted or the scales have dropped off, because she can see the gift that God has given her right now during her struggle. She is seeing, and people are speaking of her strength. But I will be here right now, and I will tell you that I see, truly I see, to glorify God, the one who gives her this strength, who is giving her this new life. I have some scripture, of course. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again, and that's Acts 9:18. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And that's Luke 24:31. And praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Amen, amen, amen. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that each of us will see in a new way this day. We'll see you. We'll see a new life, a new way, a new purpose that you give us. There's trouble all around us. There's trouble right with us. There's hard times and there's struggles and there's disease and there's chaos and there's wars and there's crashes and there's hurricanes and there is so much, Lord, that we worry about and we are concerned about. But if we see you and see your power and see your glory and see your love for us, we are calmed, we are strengthened. And I pray that prayer for each of us this day. And I pray in the name of the greatest gift ever given, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.